Leading the news this morning, more than 80 asylum seekers have spent their first night at a mining camp in the remote Western Australian town of Leonora. The families from Afghanistan, Sri Lanka and Iran were flown to the town yesterday from the overcrowded detention centre at Christmas Island. The government says the group could stay there for up to 6 months. Queensland and New South Wales will hand down their state budgets today. The New South Wales government is trying to win back disillusioned voters with tax cuts for businesses, record health spending, as well as benefits for families. The Queensland Treasurer, Andrew Fraser, says he'll hand down a workman-like budget to keep people in jobs amid a fragile economic recovery. A court in the Indian city of Bhopal has sentenced 8 men to 2 years' jail for one of the world's worst industrial disasters. Poisonous gas leaked from a pesticide factory in Bhopal in 1984, killing thousands of people. Campaigners say the verdict was too little and too late. 10 NATO soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan in the deadliest day in months for coalition troops. Taliban insurgents are ramping up attacks ahead of a major operation in the southern Taliban stronghold of Kandahar. In the worst of several attacks, 5 US soldiers were killed in a roadside bomb blast in eastern Afghanistan. And the former hostess of the TV game show Wheel of Fortune, Adriana Zanidis, has been remembered as a legend. The 54-year-old died in a Sydney hospital yesterday, suffering from a ruptured intestine.